3 million years ago, when there was Neanderthals and Homo sapiens or whatever, what was the difference in ability between the total like species?
So what I think, based off stuff I've read and some of the do you call it archaeology if it's having to do with, no, you call it paleoanthropology. With regard to the paleoanthropology I've read about Neanderthals, is I think that they were not as intelligent as us. I think they were incredible. I think they were probably the second most intelligent creature on the planet, but not as intelligent as us. And
but there's no like actual like evidence of that.
No, there definitely is. We know that they made tools
millions of years ago.
Well, I don't know. So millions of years ago, Neanderthals weren't on the planet. Neither were Homo sapiens. So
okay, I'm talking about whatever was we were millions of, like 2 million years ago. We have no evidence.
Okay, well, back then it would have just been Homo erectus for a direct ancestor of us. I suspect Homo erectus probably had the same limitations that Neanderthals do, but so they're both instructive. What we have found from Homo erectus and from Neanderthals is they were extremely intelligent. They were tool makers, right?
Hey.
Being a tool maker is really an incredible thing because it means you can construct a mental model in your head.
I'm talking before the toolmaker.
Well, no, because Homo erectus made tools.
I'm talking about the point where there was a division between us and everybody else.
Like, what do you mean by us?
Human beings.
Well, human is anything in the genus Homo. So humans have been around for a few million years. If you mean just Homo sapiens specifically, then I got to go back and talk about my Neanderthal example.
What I'm saying is that there was a genuine point of deviation where we split from the rest of the fucking Earth and became exponentially more capable.
Yes. So I've been answering that question. Just let me get on with this. So there is, from what I've looked at, read, seen, whatever. Neanderthals they had tool making ability, but a lot of what comes down to intelligence is the way your brain is wired. Like, for example, octopuses, their brains are way tinier than most mammals, but their intelligence level is as great as some birds and some mammals, right? And it has to do with the way the brain is wired, right? And so
those are still 100 times smaller than humans, though, right?
Yeah, okay. For sure. But Neanderthals seemed to lack the ability to really innovate with their tool making. They seemed to be kind of sort of stuck in their way. Now, what is it that has allowed human beings to really, you know, conquer the planet? It's our ability for our culture to be passed on and then innovated constantly. So we accumulate all of this knowledge and culture and language and all this other stuff, and we modify it and change it. Neanderthals appeared to, for example, they made tools, but they just kind of did the same thing forever. And that was probably a big reason why they, we don't exactly know why they're not around, if we just bred them into our gene pool so much that they just disappeared, or if we outcompeted them and they died off. But that appears to be a huge reason. And so that's the explanation for how did humans just, you know, blast the fuck off is the scientific term, I think.
So you're going to say that no other species on this earth was able to develop language or culture or anything. We had that ability, but we were at the same ability. Like, okay, Homo erectus was be able to develop tools, but before Homo erectus, there was no tools.
They almost certainly would have had language too. I think they almost certainly would have had language too.
Who would have had language?
Homo erectus.
Okay, I'm saying before that, there was a point where we were at the same ability as the rest of the species on the Earth. There was a turning point at some point because no other species has shown any type of advancement. Like when it comes to the level that we're just ridiculously, yeah. We're 100 is not even like, we're talking about 1,000,000 times better than everybody else, right? We could literally wipe out the whole planet and people look at lions as the king of the jungle. We could literally wipe, like there's no comparison, right? There was a point where we switched. The consciousness in our heads, evolution yeah. does not have a good example or a good explanation for why that happened.
Evolution doesn't?
Yeah, because it only happened to us.
No, I think it does. One of the problems with your argument is humans are nowhere close to as intelligent as you think they are because the reason we are the way we are, or the reason we, like, I'm sure you're a smart guy.
You're prophesizing something that's more intelligent than us, right?
Because no, we don't know. I'm not saying that we're not the smartest. I'm saying we're nowhere close to as smart as you probably think we are. Because I'm sure you're a super smart guy. I'm sure you know all kinds of things. But I promise you've never invented or discovered anything, right? Neither have I.
No, but only humans have done that, though.
Well, not exactly. Because only humans have done that. Kind of, sort of. In reality, what it is only a few thousand or million people have ever done it. We're the benefactors of it. So we do this kind of odd thing, and this is something, this is the deep root of a lot of racism and ethnocentrism, is we tend to give ourselves credit for things we never did, but we just collectively own the discoveries and the knowledge and the science and the accomplishments of our species. But like imagine if the 1,000 smartest people who ever lived, which isn't a lot of people, imagine if the 1,000 smartest people who ever lived didn't live. Probably do you think we'd have computers and yes, all that kind of shit?
100% we would.
Oh no, I don't think so at all.
You think today, like, that is a very like a bad way of thinking things. I've been told 1,000,000 times that if Einstein didn't do it, in 10 years, it would be done by someone else. It would just be, you wouldn't remember some things, Einstein's thing, you would be, yes, remember someone else.
I think
everything.
No, but no, because somebody probably would have come up with general relativity if Einstein hadn't, relatively soon after he did. Special relativity, I really doubt it, because it's such an unbelievably bizarre concept. That the speed of light is a constant and these sorts of things. And that opened the door for an unprecedented, like it opened the door for a new paradigm shift. But even if these things would happen eventually, the rate of progress is exponential. But when you delay it every generation or so, then it dramatically slows down that exponential growth. And so, like, the weird thing about exponential growth is it looks linear for a really long time and then it suddenly skyrockets. So even if these discoveries would be discovered by people later on, even if on average each discovery is only delayed by 10 years, that might put us at the point of like the early industrial revolution here in the year of our Lord Spanky 2025.
I agree. We have to look at big time scales. I do agree on that. Right. The fact that we have evolution does not account for the fact that our separation, human separation from the rest of the world, is just so vast that there should be some people like closer or higher, or like there should be, it should be tiers. There is literally us and everybody else. Like there is nobody in the middle.
Well, I think that culture and language are the explanation for that, but I think those are accidental byproducts of evolution. So I would agree. I agree and I disagree. I don't think natural selection is the reason we landed on the moon exactly. But I think the brains we have are the product of evolution and natural selection. And okay, our brains were wired in a different way that made us such incredible innovators and cultural inventors versus like the Neanderthals and all the others.
We evolved from Neanderthals, from Homo sapiens, from those people. It literally was an evolution
We didn't come from Neanderthals. We coexisted. They were a cousin of ours.
whatever our evolution path was, it was a path from in the past, which every single other species on this earth was available to evolve from those types of things and to get better. None of them got to, like, you need to believe that at one point we were removed from the rest of the species on this earth. Because consciousness
Yeah,
is
but
literally barely visible in other people.
so let's imagine, like, you still think humans are way smarter than they really are. I agree, we're the smartest species. I don't think it's actually all that close. But
Don't have any
let's
example higher
imagine
than us,
this, and
though.
I think you'll agree with this. There was a volcanic eruption that happened like 70,000 years ago. And it
Okay.
reduced the human population down to like maybe 5,000 individuals, and that was it. Let's say, because this could have happened, that a when you have a really small population like that, they're super vulnerable to disease. Let's imagine that maybe like I think scarlet fever can take your voice away
Maybe they
or
go
something.
extinct.
Like
Extinct,
let's
yes.
say some really weird either mutation happens or some disease rips through the population, and like we lost our ability to speak. We would still be equally as intelligent, but we would have never created this world, you know?
There we
So,
go. Like this is just like you're pulling for. I thought you were gonna say they were extinct, and I would say the rest of the animals or species that we observe today would be exactly the same the way they are today. There would be no in the 70,000 years, not all like the dolphins and the crows and the chimpanzees, they would look exactly the way we see them today in 70,000 years.
yeah, I
Even though
agree.
70,000 years
They'd
is not a
be
long time.
doing better because we wouldn't be around, but
We wouldn't be around, but they wouldn't really like exhibit any properties that are different from what they're exhibiting to us today. They're just being dominated by us today. There is no species or like even like example of some being that is more higher than us, right?
I know, I
And
agree.
then below us, the amount below us that the next person is so low that you gotta look at evolution and natural selection and how we've explained how everything else has evolved. That deviation between us being the same as them and us being just completely dominant with nothing in the middle, there's gotta be a moment there where of enlightenment for consciousness. Like, how do you explain the separation from us to everybody else? You're saying that we started creating
Well, I think I
tools,
already
right?
have.
You
Our
said
brains are
we
just
started.
wired in a way that makes us better cultural innovators and inventors.
So you're of the belief that only we were had those brains that were wired that way. And
Yeah,
the 9
like for
million
example,
other
chimpanzees,
species.
they use tools, but chimpanzees have never been observed to like keep a tool. The idea, the concept to them of, oh, this rock was really good for smashing seeds or whatever, they just drop it, and then they wander off to wherever their next spot is. Like the idea of innovating for themselves doesn't occur to them. Now, Neanderthals and other tool using hominids, that idea did occur to them, but they just didn't do it to the extent that we do. And I don't think that the extent to we do it was all that more of dramatic than theirs was, but it was a tipping point because now we accumulate and pass on
Hey, we're talking about this
all of
tipping
that
point now.
innovation. Because
That tipping point is
we're
what I
only as
want to talk about.
accomplished as our ability to like pass on knowledge and all of that other stuff.
We are just completely in a different realm from any other species on this planet. And you have to, you just like the way you talk to people who
Yeah,
say the earth is
but
flat,
not as much
you
as I
have to,
think
you
you
keep
think
saying we're
we
not that
are.
smart. If you look at us compared to whatever else is on this planet, we are just in a different realm.
I mean, but if we, There would be so many. There would be so many. Like the most unethical study ever, which would be so incredibly valuable scientifically, would be to take a bunch of babies, put them on a great big safe island somewhere, and have them grow up as wild animals. Essentially,
they'd be extinct.
Well, we could like you know take care of them. So we could like vaccinate them early on before they've formed any core memories or anything like that. And then like have care, but like the agreement would be never ever talk to them. See if they still invent a language. What kinds of things they would do?
You actually think would survive?
Yeah, like you, we would get just like 1,000 babies. Enough of them would survive. I think they would just live kind of like chimpanzees, but a little better. I really
do. Who's gonna feed the newborns?
Did you say racist,
Pete? Let's get serious here. You could drop fucking 1 million newborns. Who's going to feed them?
The scientists conducting the study.
Oh, so then you're going to I'm saying you're human beings.
You could have adults caring for them, but like the part of the study, like the idea of the study would be, what if we just witnessed the complete rebirth of humanity? So that's the idea. So like you can give them parents and like they're taken care of. But, okay. In order to really make the study authentic, you'd have to, the parents would not be allowed to, use language, I guess, or modern technology.
I would love to see this experiment. But I want to get back to that tipping point that you're talking about. Let's talk about that tipping point. The tipping point only happened for us.
Well, I would say the other hominids, they had a tipping point because they were more successful and could do more things than our other primate ancestors.
A lion could really
But our tipping point was just way more extreme.
A lion could eat all of those other hominoids or anybody who had a tipping point, right?
Well, it could eat any of those babies on the island too.
No, but it couldn't eat a human, a fully smart human. Like they could be able to defend themselves. They could do things. They could create weapons. They could. Like, we have got to the point where our tipping point was different from every other species' tipping point. I'm saying, why aren't you understanding the fact that there could have been an intervention?
I don't know what that means. Because it doesn't make sense.
Like, you're just hoping that, yeah, it only happened here. But, couldn't an intervention be possible as well?
I don't know what you even mean by that. Aliens?
I'm saying there wasn't some type of intervention where we were
sounds like aliens.
But guess what? That's better than your idea of saying it only happened to us.
No, it's not. Because
how is it not better?
I've explained the cognitive abilities of us versus our other relatives like 5 times by now.
You're just saying we had a tipping point, but nobody else did. How the fuck is that science? Is that science? Is there any reason why we had a tipping point?
Well, a lot of science is still speculation, but
science is literally saying we got a tipping point, but nobody else did. And we can't explain why.
No, I have explained it.
No, you explained after we started making tools and stuff. You didn't say before that. Like I'm saying, we were literally there is 4-3 million, whatever you said that tipping point was for us to change. There was a time where we were the same as everybody else.
Well, that was, I don't know what that means.
No, I'm saying we were similar to all the other species in ability on the planet. And then we had a tipping point that changed our trajectory. Maybe it didn't look like tool making at the top, but there was some type of trajectory where we switched.
No, a goldfish does not have a 3-second memory. No, the North Star is not the brightest star. No, coal doesn't turn into diamonds. Surprised? There are literally hundreds of more pieces of information where that came from in my book, Facts That Aren't True. Click the link in the description to learn more. But it didn't. I think humans always had the capacity to innovate our way to where we are today. I mean, really early on, I'm sure it was pretty miserable. We probably walked around mostly naked and got killed by hippos and lions quite a bit and shit like that. Died of malaria by the truckload. Well, there weren't trucks back then, but.
But so, Pete, if you follow that type of logic, then you're saying at some point like at the bottom, like when we were like similar and we were not dominating or whatever, you're saying our path was so drastically to where we ended up today that back then, like a million or 2 million years ago, we were so like equal with them. Like, do you think that this type of deviation that we've like shown today is evident for someone that was naked and couldn't do anything? Like, we were literally
no dying. And I think that's an argument against what you're saying. You're kind of, you should read the book The Third Chimpanzee by Jared Diamond, because he talks about if aliens came to Earth 300,000 years ago and looked at humans, they would just say, yeah, there are three types of chimpanzees, the pantroglodytes, whatever bonobos are, and us. You know, there wasn't, like, from our humble beginnings, there was nothing that could have predicted landing on the moon or the Talk to a podcast. You wouldn't have seen it in them. They were living mostly like wild animals.
But why?
And they used tools and had language, but so did like three or four different hominids that we coexisted with.
Why are you focusing on just those three species though?
Because they're the most closely related to us.
They didn't have an advantage on the planet at that time.
Say what?
They didn't have an advantage at that time on the planet. I'm saying on the planet, that they were not apex predators. They were literally.
Yeah, we became that way by being such incredible innovators and tool makers.
There was a point where we were.
No, we always had it. It was just cumulative. I mean, it's like Minecraft. You have to start out punching trees. Every Steve in every Minecraft server has exactly the same abilities. You always have to start out punching trees. You can't make a I don't know how to make things in Minecraft. You can't make a redstone generating diamond factory guarded by an iron goblin until you start out by punching trees. You have to start there. I'm sorry to you, Minecraft.
I agree with you. Like in totality, I agree with you. I just wish that this is something, a new way of looking at things that I feel like makes a lot of fucking sense. Like if you actually look at it.
Alien intervention?
There is, you might look at it, I'm not sure if it's alien. I don't know what the intervention was. There was something that happened to us that was different from all the other species because we were not ever.
Our brains dominant. Evolved differently. Like, fuck, it could have been something like, a virus that because this is a thing that is known to happen. Like, mammals have a placenta because a virus inserted a gene into us that its downstream effects eventually generated the placenta. It could be that humans have like somehow a fucking virus or something infected, like some guy got a virus in his balls and one of his sperm had this new gene that just caused the brain to wire differently and it just made him a superhuman, right?
So that, like, that
maybe that happened. Maybe. Or maybe it was just natural selection without ball viruses.
But do you hear yourself? You're literally making up stuff to say maybe. But your stuff is allowed. Your maybes are allowed. But the other maybes are not allowed.
Well, I honestly, even without going to the ball viruses, and I don't want to rehash anything I said at the beginning.
I could drop now. I've already got to the point where I've explained my point. You make up stuff for that turning point. And you think it's okay, but like other ideas are not okay. And I think that
because we should look at. I'm telling you things we know about. We don't know about aliens, for example. So it just default isn't a good explanation.
You're making up the stuff. You're saying maybe this happened. Like I can make.
Yeah, but I'm telling you maybe something that we know has happened before is part of the intervention. We don't know about aliens. If I want to,
but we can't. You're talking about placentas and stuff. Like we can't prove that that was a turning point or that was what caused like consciousness in humans. You're just literally trying to say that this is a plausible situation based off.
Yeah,
of
I know, our but it's based on stuff we know about, and all the other stuff I talked about. Like, look, I don't think the ball virus hypothesis is the explanation. It's a possible explanation, but I wouldn't push for it. I don't think we need any of that. I think we can understand it just based off of what humans are like as a social species and certain selective pressures. Like, so literally,
instead of aliens, you would like me to give you an example of humans started bashing their heads against the trees that were available to them, and that somehow sparked consciousness, and that's something similar to what you're talking about. They started bashing their heads into trees.
Do you think that humans are the only things that have consciousness?
Honestly, I don't see advanced consciousness in it. Like, we have literally put animals in test environments and tried our best to give them treats, to teach them whatever, and none of them really get that far. Like, maybe they do like these little tricks or whatever, and they can press, this is a square, this is a circle, but like, come on, no one could like look at humans from 2 years old. They can do speech. They literally have 7 generations of chimpanzees in a test environment trying to get them to talk, and none of them talk.
Yeah, I know. That's just something that they can't do. But like, I think that we have the most advanced cognition, and I am of the mind that consciousness comes in gradients or on a spectrum, and we would be at the I agree, we're at the extreme end of it. But
there's no extreme. There's nothing higher than us.
Well, yeah, but that would make us the extreme end of it.
Yeah, we're the top.
Yeah,
the very top.
Yeah, or the whatever. But
no. Yeah, hey.
But evolution absolutely accounts for degrees of, I don't know what we're gonna call this, competency or whatever. Like the cheetah, it's the fastest animal, right? Well, there are other animals that are fast, just not as fast. So it's like, well, how could a cheetah possibly have evolved? Well, gradually.
You're falling into a trap. Cheetahs are at a certain speed, 100 kilometers an hour, then go the next fastest, probably like 70 or 80, then 40, then 50, then 60. There's a gradient of the speed, right? Yeah. Look at our ability, and who's next from us? It would literally be 3,000 kilometers an hour and zero. But
DJ, you and me talking on computers is not an ability of human beings. It's a downstream effect of what kind of unique cognition we have. And the unique cognition we have, I think it's not that much different from what Neanderthals had. It was just different in a way that caused a tipping point. We're really going in circles here. I gotta end the stream pretty soon.
When it comes to anything, there is never a difference of the way our evolution compared to the next person, like being able to like flight distance or whatever. There's no other evolutionary like trait that has the distance between us and the next person in any attribute, whether it's how fast you can swim, how long you can dive. There's no difference in any evolutionary trait compared to us and the next person when it comes to brain power.
Yeah, I disagree for all the reasons I've already stated. I don't want to rehash them. Oh, he dropped. Okay. Well,